May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The story that Jeanette just read us from the Gospel of Luke ends with, and how he had made known to them in the breaking of bread. Jesus was made known to his friends in the breaking of the bread. And here is one of the mystery of the Easter joy that the witnesses of Jesus' resurrections proclaim and adopted as a spiritual practice among his followers. Whenever we gather in his name to share the Lord's Supper, Jesus is made known to us. Whenever we offer our mundane selves and labors in the symbols of bread and wine, the loving Creator transformed these ordinary things into the body and blood of Christ, the spiritual nourishment and the life force to feed us on our journey. And we get to gather around the table every week, however we are feeling, whether we are feeling joyful, happy, or totally crappy, we get to gather around this table and Christ make his presence, the risen Christ makes his presence with us. Isn't that wonderful? And here on this third Sunday of Easter, we have this exquisite story from the Gospel of Luke, a story about journeying together, about faith as seeing. We think about faith. When we hear about the word faith, we think about different things, believing or rationalizing and all these different things. But today, the lessons about faith is faith as seeing, and about discovering a deeper truth together through extending hospitality to the stranger. The story began with two pretty disappointed disciples of Jesus leaving Jerusalem 3 days after his public execution. We were told that they were on their way to Emmaus. Emmaus may be the place where these two disciples were originally from. And now that they no longer feel any reasons to linger around Jerusalem, the happening place, they went back to Emmaus. Or Emmaus can also simply be a metaphor for wherever we turn to when our hopes and dreams are dashed. Our Emmaus, or your Emmaus, lies just 7 symbolic miles away from where we really want to be. Whatever our Jerusalem is. Do you have your own place to escape to when things don't go your way? Where is your Emmaus? Have you been there before? Have you been there recently? Now, let's do a quick check. Raise your hand if you have not been deeply disappointed by someone or something in your whole life before. Raise your hand if you have not. Nobody. I'm so glad none of us are so perfect that we have not experienced disappointments. What had you hoped to see happening in your life which didn't turn out exactly as you hoped for? Was it a failed relationship, an unsuccessful medical treatment, children who didn't live up to your dreams for them, political leaders who failed to deliver the moon they promised you? Or was it simply you? Or was it simply me? You were the disappointment, and there is nothing more disappointing than the bitter realizations that we are not the person we wished we were. Hopes dashed. We went on our way to Emmaus, the place of refuge, the place where I can live with my heart hardened and crusted because I need to protect myself from further vanished hopes. Yet, on their way to Emmaus, these two disciples encounter a stranger whom they later discovered to be the risen Christ. We often think that when Jesus says, "I am the way," it means that we have to leave the path we are on in order to walk on his path. Do you think like that sometimes? But this story challenges us to that very notion. Is it possible that Jesus is present to us on our way and on every path we find ourselves treading throughout our lives? Jesus comes to join us along our journey to our Emmaus. The risen Christ invites and listens to us as we name our wounds and our questions. He helps us interpret the questions of our lives in relation to the promises our Creator revealed in the salvation history as recorded in Holy Scriptures. He also makes us realize that none of these make us less worthy of being loved unconditionally as children of God. Finally, he reveals the life that God has in store for us through the most mundane actions of sharing and eating food. And our hearts are burning with the fire of God's love once again, with burning hearts. The story also illustrates that seeing the truth of faith in God, who is the truth and the way to the truth at the same time, is not that simple. In the story, neither Cleopas and his companion's personal knowledge of Jesus, nor the faithful proclamations of the women's disciples that the Lord was risen, contributed to the disciples' faith in the risen Lord. The story illustrates that the disciples' eyes were opened to the truth only. Here is only when they entertained the stranger, urging him to stay and share table fellowship with them. The disciples' eyes were only fully opened after they had shown hospitality to a stranger. Here is the mystery of the Christian faith, or let's call it a deal breaker. The hospitality we extend to a stranger, and every stranger opened our eyes to faith seeing. Faith as seeing only when we extend hospitality to strangers. Henry Nouwen, a spiritual teacher that I loved, in his book With Burning Hearts, talks about this mutual exchange. He said, our mission is not only to go and tell others about the risen Lord, but also to receive that witness from those to whom we are sent. That spirit, the spirit of love, is hidden in their poverty, brokenness, and grief. Each time we reach out to them, they in turn, whether they are aware of it or not, will bless us with the Spirit of Jesus and so become our ministers. Without this mutuality of giving and receiving, mission and ministry easily become manipulative or even violent. When only one gives and the other receives, the giver will soon become an oppressor and the receiver's victims. But when the giver receives that the receiver gives, the circle of love begun in the community of the disciples can grow as wide as the world. End quote. Friends, the Easter faith is about this breakthrough discoveries of Christ in every human face along every path we travel. If you, too, long to experience your heart burning with the empowering Easter joy that Cleopas and his companions had experienced on their way to their Emmaus, pay attention to the stranger who show up along your path. And may the Spirit of Christ, Jesus, empower you to pray. Stay with me and grow the circle of love that begins right here at St. Dunstan and that can grow as wide as the world. May it be so. Amen.